Where are you feeling it this morning?
Oh, pretty relieved I don't have to get up and paddle, that's for sure.
What part of your body's sore today?
A little bit, I guess your traps and stuff get a bit tired, but that's about it. I've taken pretty much most of the skin off my knees, though, so that's not feeling awesome.
So the position that you were in on your board was kneeling and pedaling, or were you lying on your tummy?
You switch between both.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, we're just trying to, when you kneel, especially in the bumps, like paddling in the headwinds like we have been all week, your hamstrings really tighten up and sort of, so then when it gets too much, you sort of lay down and then paddle, but then your traps and your neck sort of get sore. So you just got to keep mixing it up between the two.
It's an unbelievable journey. You've paddled, 320 kilometres across Bass Strait.
Yeah, I think we haven't gone through all the data yet to see where. I think it came in a bit closer to 300 in the end, because we didn't end up going because of the weather front coming through today. We didn't end up going all the way to Clark Island. We kind of paddled alongside it and just come straight down for Cape Portland instead of going. We were meant to paddle there and stop and then make the paddle across, but. The weather today wasn't looking great, so we just decided to go for it.
There were two companions. There were three of you out there on the water. Did you get a shape to your days? Would you start out a bit chatty and funny and then just have this quiet patch right through the middle of the paddle and then cheer up again at the end?
Kind of. It is. I guess we did try and keep it as positive as we could all day and sort of talk to each other. It's such a mental thing out there to just keep going and keep kicking your arms over, and especially on the hard days. The easy days, like from Craggy Island down to sort of Settlement Point, we had a really nice day. It was pretty much glass, and everyone was talking and joking the whole way. But, on those hard days, there's definitely a few quiet patches, that's for sure.
It's one thing to do that unassisted, of course. Behind you, you've got these days, and you have to, a support vessel, and there's the doco crew, because there's no point doing anything if someone's not filming it. Do you have moments looking back at the boat just going, wish I was there?
Yeah, there's plenty of those times. But, I don't know, without those guys, we really did. Without that, it's kind of, we expected to get good winds sort of the whole way down, and in the end we paddled in the headwinds the whole way down. So if you didn't have a support crew, you can really, really get in trouble really quick out there. So it's one of those things you have to do. And, we try not to look at the boat too much because it definitely didn't make you feel like paddling.
Yeah, when someone on the boat goes, "How are you going?" You go, "Shut up." 25 past 7 is Zeb Walsh, one of the three paddlers who's just paddleboarded across Bass Strait, which is a ridiculous thing to do. It's not very pleasant going across that on the ferry, to be honest. And why? What's your cause, Zeb?
So we were paddling for Tangaroa Blue Foundation, which is they are fighting to stop marine debris and stuff like that in our ocean. So the whole sort of motto is if we keep cleaning up the beaches, that's all we're ever going to do. So they're trying to track and collect data from what they find on the beaches so then they can go back to the sources and try and get them to change what they're doing. So whether it be go to glass bottles or whatever, something that can be used again instead of just plastic.
Did you see much in the Strait?
Thankfully, no, we didn't see a whole lot. We were stuck on Hogan Island for 2 days because of bad winds, and that was a really, really clean island. We did a few walk-arounds to try and find rubbish and couldn't find anything, but Flinders definitely had a little bit more rubbish than Hogan and a few of the other smaller islands. But, it wasn't too bad out there, but in saying that, we sort of haven't had the winds that would have blown in all the rubbish either. So,
what about wildlife? Did you get any company on the way?
Yeah, yeah,
seals, we saw seals, sharks, dolphins, sharks.
Well, the jury's out on the shark thing. We had something follow us for a few few minutes the other day that one of our support guys saw, but we didn't see it, and he didn't tell us till we finished anyway, so...
Thanks for the support. I guess you don't want to hear it, do you, really?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You kind of, even paddling at home, it's you do see things, but you, like, if it was really interested, it'd be nudging at your board. So, but yeah, we had a few dolphins, a few days of dolphins came out, and that's always good, and plenty of birds. But yeah, nah, nothing too scary.